Page 49. Images of South Africa.
Johannesburg is the largest city in South Africa and the second largest in Africa. The city attracts numerous tourists, not least because of its apartheid museum, Mandela House, and the proximity to Soweto, the best-known township in South Africa. In the 1970s, there was a bloody uprising there, and hundreds of young people were killed. Today, tourists can cycle around the township with a guide and learn about its history and life in the township today. Johannesburg is also known for its high crime rates, however, and those who can afford it have high perimeter walls and electric fences around their homes. South Africa is one of the world's largest producers of wine and the second largest producer and exporter of fruit. Apples, pears, mangoes, grapes, peaches, plums and citrus fruits are just some of the fruits that are exported from South Africa all over the globe. Africa is known for its wildlife, and South Africa is no exception. One of the largest and most popular game reserves on the continent is Kruger National Park, where you can see the same Big Five as in the more famous Serengeti in Tanzania. Do you remember the Big Five from Crossroads 8A? The south coast of South Africa is the last stop before you reach Antarctica. If you sail about 5,000 kilometers southwards, you will find the gigantic Antarctic ice shelf and probably be met by the cutest birds on the planet, penguins. You do not actually have to travel that far to encounter these charming flightless birds, however. On the shores of South Africa, you can watch African penguins walking around on the beaches, making a loud donkey-like sound, unless they are in the water looking for an anchovy snack. Do you like adrenaline kicks? Are you ready to look a great white shark in the eye? You can do this in South Africa, if you dare. The world's largest concentration of this oversized predator is to be found off the South African coast, and there are countless tour companies who have specialized in taking tourists out to their habitat. You put on a wetsuit, step into a cage, and down you go. Don't forget your camera. Cape Town is perhaps the most charming city in South Africa. There are plenty of things to do there, including all kinds of outdoor activities. But just being there is fun in itself. Talking to people, eating amazing food, enjoying the friendly atmosphere, just going with the flow, and wishing you had just a couple of more days left of your holiday. For those who are not afraid of heights, the cable car up to Table Mountain is one of Cape Town's top 10 attractions. The view from the cable car is unbelievable, and from the top of the mountain you can see almost to the end of the world. The cable car only operates if the winds are not too strong, which they often are, so if the wind picks up while you are at the top, you may have to walk all the way down. There are also other more exotic ways of descending the mountain. If you have a paragliding license and the wind is right, you can fly all the way back to Cape Town. A few kilometers from the city of Cape Town is Robben Island, for many years a maximum security prison for political prisoners. You will no doubt have heard of its most famous prisoner, Nelson Mandela, 1918 to 2013. During the apartheid era, blacks and whites in South Africa had unequal rights, and education, healthcare, and all public services were run on racial lines. About 1.5 million blacks were moved from cities to rural townships where they lived in extreme poverty. See Chapter 2. Blacks needed passports in order to enter white areas. Without them, they would be arrested and suffer severe punishment. Separate entrances for blancas and nie-blancas, Afrikaans for whites and non-whites to shops and public buildings, were part of everyday life. One of the organisations fighting for equal rights was the African National Congress, ANC, which was banned by the South African authorities in 1960, and its leader, Nelson Mandela, was sentenced to life imprisonment in 1964. As a result, the UN imposed sanctions on South Africa, and many countries stopped trading with the Republic. In 1989, after years of international pressure, the regime finally accepted the need for change. And in 1990, Nelson Mandela was set free after 27 years in prison, 18 of them on Robben Island. In 1991, a multiracial forum led by Mandela and President de Klerk began working on a new constitution based on a multiracial democracy. And in 1993, they were awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for their efforts. In the election that took place in 1994, Mandela and the ANC won triumphantly, and Mandela was appointed president of the New Republic of South Africa. 40 years of apartheid government were over, and a new era could begin. Mandela firmly believed in forgiveness and reconciliation, and as president he managed to guide his nation in a peaceful transition from an apartheid regime to a multiracial democracy. For this he gained the utmost respect, not only from his own people, but from the whole world. Nelson Mandela retired at the end of his presidential term in 1999. His death in 2013 was followed by an official 10-day mourning period in South Africa. Today, Robben Island is Cape Town's main tourist attraction, and hundreds of thousands of tourists visit the island every year to see Mandela's prison cell and to learn about what it was like to be a political prisoner there.